This is the update for March 23rd, 2020. And not too much. This is probably relatively short. I say that and then I talk forever. So around here, not too much. It was kind of like a typical day of me doing some work for school and Zephyr doing her work and other people just kind of cleaning and moving around. I don't know. There wasn't too much going on. Probably the big thing yesterday was snow. We got snow, and that's basically the first time we got snow. We got, I think, a Saturday in January we got snow this year, and then two storms in December that were relatively small. So, yeah, and this one was nothing. It was grassy surfaces. It was maybe an inch of snow. It was enough to go outside and play and throw snowballs at each other, so that was exciting. There's a meme I saw, and it's like, does it feel like life is being written by a fourth grader right now? And there was this virus, and everyone had to stay home from school. And then we ran out of toilet paper, and finally, it snowed! And that definitely is how it feels, because we've had no snow. This is the least amount of snow I ever remember any winter, so not much. But that's kind of what was happening there in terms of all of those things. It's probably the major pieces for what's been happening around the house and whatnot. So I got two games played yesterday. So the first was Glenmore 2 Chronicles. So Glenmore, I played a whole bunch in the little green box, and I think it might be Aaliyah, and it's out of print now. So Glenmore 2 they made, and it's kind of the same thing. And we played four-player. We played just kind of the base. And it added this whole clan board and character tiles. I'm not going to go through all of Glenmore. And I found them overpowered. It seemed like those were just what you want to get. And you want to get those powers and all these bonuses. And there were scoring points. And I just decided not to go for them to see if, you know, they were really powerful. And they were super powerful. And it was tough. And it was long. Like, I remember Glenmore being like a 45-minute game. It was like, oh, what a great little box, 45-minute game. And this thing took us 2 hours with four people. I found it a little dragging. But I will play it again. I'll try it and see where it goes. I think part of this whole thing is playing games and playing them multiple times. So people really get to know them and see where they're at and whatnot. So that was that piece. And then last night, we did our big setup for Codenames, and it worked swimmingly. I think we had a couple, and then we had five people individually, plus Kathy and I, so there's nine of us. And we hooked up two laptops. One was a video of us. The other was a video with a document camera that I had that we stacked on top of a bunch of games and then laid out the grid for Codenames. Also, for a few people who struggled to see it or wanted to see it otherwise, we took pictures and emailed them and sent it to them. Able to just send that link. We were on Zoom, which did run out after 40 minutes, but we were able to just restart the session and everybody join. Then we jumped to my friend's account. He has an unlimited because he has a pro account for Zoom, and we were able to jump in on there and do that. So, and finish up. We played for 2 hours. I think it was three games, maybe four. We were able to pass the grids around by not looking, shuffling, and taking a picture of a grid and then sending it to two people, and then they could be the clue givers. And everybody loved it. We were joking. We were having fun. A lot of people said it was like one of the best parts of their week. It's kind of a joke, I guess, if it's Monday. But you get my point, since they've been home and all that. So that was really good. So it worked out really well. So we're going to try again. The thing everybody wants to play is Mysterium. I don't know how we're going to do it. But we have ideas for sending people pictures of the cards. And on Zoom, you can put a picture. So we'll just kind of take it one section at a time. Here's the people. Here's the places. Here's the murder weapons. And then put the cards out so everybody can discuss them. I'm almost wondering the idea of, instead of each person having their own choice, we just say, well, there's going to be three different people and you're going to pick amongst you and make it really, really fully co-op. What three choices do we want to go with? Yeah, we'll see. So that should be fun. I also thought of Just One. Rollin' Rights come out here, I think. Especially ones I really like Quicks. Is really good. I think that one could work really well. I wish I could do like On Tour. I don't think I have it. But, you know, scanning those or emailing those to people and letting them play. I hope. Yeah. In terms of all that. So we'll see what things work via Zoom. But that's kind of been fun. Yeah, that's the update for today. I actually did play a game this morning, but I'll put that into tomorrow's update. So, the only other thing is that schools push back here till April 20th. So that puts us through there. That's also like the date that the portal can reopen, which I think might actually be the 22nd. But right now, that's far away. We'll announce more as that's coming up. Oh, if you do listen to the end of this, there is an option. A lot of publishers are selling games through their site and giving you an option to type in the name of a retail store, and you can offer a percentage. So whether it be the portal or a different store, just kind of letting people know that that's how they can support retail stores during this time when people can't get out, or like in our state where they're closed. But, you know, if you still want to buy games and go through a publisher, they're giving a discount plus they're giving a percentage to a retail store of your choice. So just kind of pay attention to all of that. All right. Adios. Sayonara. See you tomorrow. Bye.